RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It doesn't look like there'll be snow. The advanced forecast that I saw for next Thursday, Christmas Day, right around 50 degrees. That's not exactly snow weather, boys and girls. Although, I guess it's supposed to get colder tonight. And you know, after you get mid-50s, this is how everybody gets sick or can't kick it. I know I'm still battling it, still fighting it, still taking that Mucinex stuff, still throat spray.
Maybe you should go to the doctor. It's been like 2 weeks.
Perhaps. No, it's been longer. It's actually been since before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
I mean, off and on, like I felt better at times and I felt terrible at times. And, you know, at times I'm coughing up half a lung and at times I'm fine.
Yeah, you may need to get an antibiotic or something.
I mean, I may need a lot of things. You know? I may need a lot of things. Anyway, here's what I need right now. A dose, a shot, a big old helping of all things AMAC. AMAC, you know what starts tonight, baby?
Yeah.
Yeah, your time to shine. I know you're not a big basketball guy. I know you're not a big baseball guy. I know you're not a big wrestling guy, but you are a big college football guy.
Yes,
you're a guy.
Yeah.
Alabama,
mm-hmm.
Oklahoma.
Yes,
rematch of just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
who won that game?
Oklahoma did win that game.
Tonight, Norman. Interesting matchup.
Yeah,
is regular season success going to repeat itself, or have we all been sleeping just a little bit on 3-loss Alabama?
Yeah, and then you go back to last year, Oklahoma also beat Alabama in Norman that time. This past time it was in Tuscaloosa. Last year it was in Norman.
And tonight is in Norman.
Yep. And yeah, last year they mollywopped Alabama. I believe the score was 24-3.
I love that word.
Mollywopped.
I don't know why I love that word, but I love that word.
Mollywop, mollywop, mollywop. Yeah, they took care of Alabama. I think Alabama gets the job done tonight, though. If we look at that game earlier this season, Oklahoma needed 3 turnovers, and a couple of them, one was a pick six, and a couple of them put them in good field position. Their offense still was struggling to get points on the board themselves, and they only won that game by 2 points. So I think that ultimately, Alabama's running back, Jam Miller, comes back today. I'm not going to say that they have a breakout game running, but I definitely don't see them getting -3 yards like they did against Georgia. I think him being added to the run game, them kind of making adjustments from the first matchup, and those playmaking receivers that they have outside, Ryan Williams, who may be the worst of them this year, I think that they can get all their offense together, cut down on the turnovers, and that will propel them to get the win over Oklahoma later on tonight.
So you got the road upset, even though Alabama's favored to win, right? I think Alabama's favored by one.
Yeah, it's a close line. I'm not a gambling man, so I'm not sure. But
I'm sorry. Alabama's 1-point dogs is what I'm saying.
It's one for this game, man.
ESPN's matchup predictor has Alabama winning like 50.9% of the time. Is it? Here's what I worry about from an Oklahoma perspective. Mm-hmm. You just mentioned Jam Miller back. They'll be able to run the ball better. Even though it's in Norman, just matchups in the postseason, as we mentioned, different than the regular season. We see it in all sports.
100%.
I'm worried about Mateer.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he can be good.
Yeah.
He had the injury.
Mm-hmm.
There's not enough separation, touchdown to interception ratio. Mm-hmm. You could see him easily throwing three pickles tonight.
Yeah.
Or I could, anyway.
Yeah. I think – so before that injury – John Mateer had this offense playing at a level that put himself in the Heisman. Like, he was one of the early people in the talk of Heisman. He had the thumb injury, had surgery, came back early, and since then he just hasn't looked the same. Now, we had a couple of people come on SEC radio this week who had been at an Oklahoma practice and said that he's throwing the ball with more velocity and strength than he's ever thrown this whole year. But again, that's practice. We'll see how that shows up in the game. But yeah, since he's come back from that injury, that offense has looked worse than Alabama's has in the last 3 weeks of the season. So this is the battle of which offense is going to get back to how they looked earlier in the season. For Oklahoma, it was the first three games. For Alabama, it was much of the season up until, I believe, the Auburn game. Or no, what was the game they lost?
Alabama?
Yes.
I mean, they lost to Florida State to start, and then
since the Oklahoma game, they haven't looked like their old offensive self. So, which one of these?
And that was 23-21.
Yeah, which one of these offenses can get back up and kind of propel themselves to a victory and show that they're still capable of having breakout performances? I think is Alabama.
Oklahoma down the stretch, including that Alabama win in Tuscaloosa, beat Tennessee 33-27. Tennessee struggled defensively this year, so you keep that in mind. But that was in Knoxville, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good sign. They back-to-back weeks on the road in the SEC. That's something that no matter what year, no matter who the quarterback is, no matter what it looks like, really hard to do, beating Tennessee and Alabama back-to-back weeks on the road, or back-to-back games, I should say, on the road. And both were top 15 teams. Alabama was the top 5 team at that time. Sandwiched around that after that was Missouri at home, 17-6, and LSU at home, 17-13. So, again, kind of struggling offensively a little bit, but still finding a way to grind out the wins. If you look at their losses, they lost at Ole Miss. At home against Ole Miss, 34-26. At home against Texas, 23-6. And they lost.
You're talking about Oklahoma now.
Yes, Oklahoma. Sorry. Mm-hmm. That was their two losses.
Mm-hmm.
So both of their losses have come at home.
Yeah.
I mean, it used to be pretty impossible to win in Norman. Yet both of their losses are at home this year.
Yeah, I'm sure. And again, those were – Texas has had, you know, struggles, but that's when that's one of those games where, again, John Mateer had just come back and they did not look like themselves. And Texas defense kind of propelled them to victory, creating a lot of turnovers for John – or mistakes and turnovers for John Mateer. So there's that one. And then Ole Miss just has an explosive offense led by – Trinidad Chambliss. So again, their offense has been the Achilles heel for Oklahoma, whether they're at home or on the road. I just don't see them having the same explosive impact that Alabama can provide if they can get the run game and protect John or Ty Simpson.
I would help if I turn on my mic. Good call. All right, so that's the 8-9 matchup. That's tonight. That's 8:00. There's a couple of bowl games going on right now. NC State, Memphis, nobody really cares. There was one that was completed already. We told you about Western Michigan pounding Kennesaw State. All right, let's get to tomorrow's action. We touched on this game a little bit yesterday. A&M, Miami, 12:00, Kyle Field, College Station, the 12th man. Texas A&M, good defensively, not lights out defensively. Miami has blown out some opponents. They obviously had the good win against Notre Dame to start the year. They've had some ugly losses, though. A lot of people feel they shouldn't be in. We haven't seen them in a couple of weeks. Who knows how rusty they can be. What does Miami have to do to win this game? Is it all just Carson Beck and just throwing the ball all over the yard? Or is it something, is it just, I mean, you love Reuben Bain, right?
Yeah, I love Reuben Bain and that Miami defense in general. I think that Miami needs to help Carson Beck. Of course, Carson Beck, in those games that they lost, Carson Beck was the reason. He threw a lot of interceptions, forced a lot of turnovers, and couldn't really get the ball downfield. I think that also in those games, you see that Miami's run game wasn't as good as it needed to be and should have been in order to help Carson Beck out. I think that's the most important thing in this game, is getting Mark Fletcher and the other running backs for Miami, the Hurricanes, get them going and get them running behind this great offensive line that Miami has, so that you can take the pressure off Carson Beck, don't put him in those third and long situations, and also keep the ball out of Texas A&M's explosive offense. Keep the ball out of their hands, because Marcel Reed and that offense, you do not want to get in a shootout with them. I think not only does Carson Beck not need to turn the ball over, Miami's offense needs to help him by running the ball well and possessing the ball.
No doubt about it. All things AMAC, the middle game of the afternoon, I have no idea what to expect from Ole Miss, right? I mean, you had the Lane Kiffin situation, yet they don't do the temporary tentative interim head coach thing. They say, nope, screw you. Don't let the door hit you in the ass. We're bringing back a couple of assistants on the offensive side, but we're going to name a permanent head coach, the defensive coordinator. So I think that helps them, but I don't know what exactly I'm going to get from Ole Miss.
Yeah, I think Ole Miss is an interesting story, because they're bringing back Frank, the LSU interim head coach. He's going to be coaching Ole Miss's, I think, defense next year. There's a lot of sharing going on between Ole Miss.
Right. But Charlie Weiss Jr. is coming back from LSU to run the offense.
So, he was the offensive coordinator for Ole Miss. He got hired for LSU, was on the plane with Lane Kiffin when Lane Kiffin took the job in LSU, but was allowed to coach, as well as like four other coaches, their wide receiver coach, lineman coach. There's a lot of coaches from Ole Miss that Lane Kiffin was able to bring with him to LSU.
It's amazing. Lane Kiffin wasn't allowed to coach Ole Miss, but all those guys were.
Yeah, it's you said interesting. There's a lot that goes into that. I think we've been on record. Lane handled that situation poorly.
Oh, terribly.
If he handled that better, I think that there's a better chance that he's able to coach this game.
Yeah.
But he wasn't a play caller for Ole Miss. Charlie Weiss Jr. called offensive plays, and then the head coach, the defensive coordinator, who's now the head coach, whose name I'm blanking on, Pete Golding.
Yep.
He's going to head coach, and he's their defensive play caller. Yep. So they have both of their play callers. The only thing is their head guy. We know how influential Lane Kiffin was in the offense and situational type of events during the game, and also rallying the guys. Who will be that guy for Ole Miss? Will Pete Golding be ready to step up in that position? That's my only worry for them. But Ole Miss has a talented team. They keep both of their play callers. They'll definitely take care of Tulane, I believe. But how will they do it emphatically, and can they use that to propel them in their next round against who they play?
Yeah, I think they're okay against Tulane, much like you. I just don't know how, you know, of course it'll depend on Trinidad Chambliss.
Yeah.
But like, depending on matchup, I don't see this being, you know, a run to the end type team.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I think they will be galvanized to some degree tomorrow by the fact that they now have some stability. They don't have complete instability like most teams do when they lose their head coach. They have stability.
Yeah, and you pointed out that, you know, Lane Kiffin's not able to coach on the other side. We have John Summerall, who's able to coach and is also the head coach.
And is coaching.
Yeah, he was also the head coach at Florida. So
Just
an interesting game all around. You know, I do want to see Tulane perform well because of the, you know, the storylines and the talks that are going on in the media of whether or not they deserve to be in this game. I have a question for you, though.
Yes.
It is a 17.5 spread.
Mm-hmm.
Tulane, the underdogs. Do you think they cover?
I mean, I guess if who's their quarterback? Retzlaff, right?
Yes. The former BYU quarterback.
I think they can cover. Mm. Yes, I think they will hang in there. I don't know if it'll be a backdoor, like maybe cover by Ole Miss, but I think the game will be reasonably close. Maybe Tulane has a chance to tie it up or something like that midway through the fourth quarter, and maybe it gets out of control at that point. But if Retzlaff doesn't turn the ball over and crap down his pants, you know, yeah. You mentioned Summerall. They probably want to play hard for him. I mean, that certainly there isn't the bitterness and the animosity there like there is for Lane Kiffin. So I think they can hang in there. All right, let's get to game three just to wrap this up for tomorrow and the weekend from a college football perspective. James Madison, they left this morning, long trip out to Eugene. I thought maybe they would go out last night, but they went this morning. You know, so that's tough travel. That's like 5.5 hours in the air, whatever. Get out to Eugene, tough environment. Oregon, again, Indiana went in there and spanked them. This program, James Madison, has a, you know, some of that Indiana-ish feel because of the Cignetti and Chesney factor, and a lot of people like Chesney who's leaving for UCLA. What do you think there?
I think this is going to get ugly. Are you?
You love Dante Moore.
Yeah, I do. I think he's the best quarterback in the draft, and it's not like some type of emotional or, you know, like connection outside of how he plays on the football field. I think he's just a fantastic football player who – in the pocket just looks as calm and as collected and can make so many throws, mm-hmm. Throw such a beautiful ball. That game against Penn State was probably the best game I've seen from a quarterback off season. And I say that not statistically, not that he did anything out of the ordinary. It was just, he made the right play while getting pressured, and he did it consistently. He just didn't look phased throughout that game at all. So yeah, I think that Dan Lanning is a hell of a ball coach, like probably one of the best in college football, definitely one of the best in college football. I think that's not even arguable. And James Madison just doesn't have the weapons, or they don't have any Power Four wins this year. I found that out. No Power Four wins at all. So
JMU, you mean?
Yeah, JMU. Yeah. No Power Four wins
there's
at
no,
all.
There's no real – I mean, when people start talking about ODU being your best win
– yeah. Exactly.
You know, no offense to ODU.
Yeah. So, Oregon.
I mean, this is a really tough spot for the Dukes.
Yeah. And again, we had the conversation a little bit about whether they deserve to be in this playoff or not. I'm definitely not going to say that. This college football playoffs format was set. They met the qualifications. They're in.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just a matchup that I don't think they have the skill, nor the coaching, nor the playmakers. That sounds so bad. All respect to James Madison, but I just don't think they could keep up in this matchup.
You know what you sound like?
What's
you
that?
Sound like Nick Saban, the Nictator.
No.
Yeah.
Comments were.
When we come back.
Yeah.
You'll hear what the Nictator said about Notre Dame and JMU. Wait till you hear this. And then our Super Sunday Six Packs. That's right. We don't do one every day ending in Y like some people, the voice of Westwood One Sports, does. No, we do them one time a week, one segment packed into one segment, the best segment in radio history. Regardless, I tried to sell it to Westwood One Sports. They didn't want it. No, I'm just teasing. That's coming up. But first, the Nictator weighs in after the break.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Underneath the Christmas tree. I have not heard this version.
My Chemical Romance. You're not a big My Chemical Romance guy?
Mm. Not really. But I've also never heard this version. But it's interesting. Is? I mean, the Mariah Carey version of this is just, I mean, melts your heart. I mean, it's just, you know.
That is Christmas.
Oh, my gosh.
This is like, this makes me feel like a dad and my kids just like blaring rock music.
Like and in the garage?
Yeah, and I'm just like, ah, oh, this isn't music, but no, I let them do it.
These little rugrats.
Yeah, but I let them do it because, like, you know, I want my kids to be happy.
You're going to be a good dad. I could see. You're going to run out of patience at times, like you run out of patience with me, but you're going to be a good dad.
I do not run out of patience with you.
You do too, all the time.
All the time.
Oh my God. Of course you do. You don't think you run out of patience with me?
It's perspective. But Nick Saban.
The Nicktator. Not happy at all.
That nickname actually works very well
right?
for this, yeah.
I mean, I've been calling him that for years, and nobody's picked up on it. The old Nicktator, the old ball coach, not happy at all about, well, Notre Dame not being in and James Madison getting the ride? Listen to this.
Look, would we allow the winner of the AAA Baseball League, the International League, whatever they call it. I don't even know the name of it. Would you let them in the World Series playoffs?
I don't think they do.
No,
no, I don't think
they do. No, they don't, but I'm saying, but that's the equivalent of what we do when JMU gets in to the college football playoff and Notre Dame doesn't. I mean,
sorry, I didn't realize it ended that quick. My bad. So the Nicktator is basically saying the JMU Dukes, who are going to play in Eugene tomorrow evening, Sun Belt champs, are essentially the Rochester Red Wings.
and this is, I'm sorry, Bruce, I'm going to be short here, but this is.
Talk as long as you need, man. I got nothing.
I'm trying to be considerate. But
go ahead. Talk as long as you need. I'm looking to fill out the time, man.
Look. This is Rooster. This ice die stuff. But this is my thing. He said this on ESPN on Pat McAfee's show, and no one says, like, Nick, that's not a reasonable argument because AAA and AA teams. You know, I'm a huge baseball fan, but
right? Sure.
Yeah, the big baseball guy here. But just correct me.
Seamhead, we're going to start calling you.
Yeah, that's what they call. They looked at me talk about baseball, and they created that term because I talked about baseball and my love for baseball so much. But do AAA and AA teams.
Even Cowboy Bob, who's full of baloney, I mean, so much that it's coming out of his ears, is looking at you like, dog, what are you talking about?
But do AA and AAA teams play Major League Baseball teams during the season?
No.
They do not. JMU plays Louisville, and they can play other Power Four opponents. So this whole idea of this would be like a triple. No, it's not, because these teams play each other and they're qualified for the top five the top five highest conference championship.
Now, if his point is they haven't beaten anybody.
That's a different point.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if that's what he was trying to get at.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's fair. Like I told you, when Notre Dame got squeezed and Notre Dame was attacking the ACC for stupid social media posts, I thought the athletic director was probably more mad that Tulane and JMU got in, but he knew he couldn't say that.
So, I think he was also mad that Alabama got in.
No doubt. But I'm saying I think he attacked the ACC because he knew he probably, from a public relations standpoint, was safer doing that than attacking JMU or Tulane.
Yeah. And I think here's the thing. If we're going to talk about the college football playoff needs tweaking in order to stop something like this from happening again, sure, like, that's fine. We can have that conversation. We can work on tiebreakers. I think the group of fives always deserve a spot in the college football playoff. No matter how big it gets or how many teams are in there, we always should allow the group of five to get in because of teams like Boise State, who has historically been an upset underdog type of team. We can talk about improvements within the college football playoffs, but to say that JMU doesn't belong when this is the format we've been giving, it doesn't make any sense because, again, this was the format before the season started. If you have a problem with JMU being there, you have a problem with the format, not JMU. JMU did nothing but win 11 games this season and lost one to a Power Four opponent, Louisville, and qualified for a college football playoff berth. You're acting like the college football playoff just said, okay, let's choose 12 teams. No, JMU got in because they met the criteria of being the five highest conference champions. So they deserve their spot in. This isn't one of the at-large bids that we're disagreeing on or have a topic about. So
what if in my cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs mind, if I told you the Nictator and Notre Dame's AD, Pete Pavakwa, is that his name?
Yeah.
What if they probably had a conversation or two or three and Pavakwa said, I can't say this, Nick, but you can go and shred JMU.
I mean, it's not surprising. Nick Saban was saying that Notre Dame should have been in beforehand. And if you want to, like, I understand Notre Dame is definitely a quality team who, if you're asking me the 12 best teams, I think Notre Dame is around there for that. But again, because of the college football playoff format, there are going to be teams on the fringe around the 11th or 12th spot that aren't going to get in. We knew that coming into the season. So it's something that we love about college football because it's such a subjective sport, but it's also the downfall of it is this right here. It's people become sore losers and kind of act like their spot is solidified or they are earned a spot or granted a spot or promised a spot by some of the propaganda that they spill after the college football playoffs don't choose them to be in.
I agree. Spilled sour milk, basically, is the kind of the way I'm looking at it. And that's okay. Everybody's got their own perspective. I mean, I love Joe Theismann. I disagree with Joe Theismann. But that's okay. Time for a final trending alert. And then our dual Super Sunday six-pack. Six games against the NFL spread, including the Commanders, Eagles, and the top six teams in the NFL ranked 1 through 6. Unlike Linnell, we do things the way we do things on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app. All right, Commanders getting set for the Philadelphia Eagles kickoff tomorrow at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock from Northwest Stadium. With a win, the Eagles can become repeat champions in the NFC East. Been a long time since that's happened. And they could render the Cowboy-Charger game on Sunday useless and therefore the Cowboy-Commander game on Christmas Day to mean absolutely nothing. We will see again. 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, Laremy Tunsil, Jaden Daniels, of course, already ruled out amongst others. Meanwhile, from Major League Baseball, lots of news there. Remember the sad story about Tyler Skaggs, the former Los Angeles Angels pitcher who died in a hotel in Arlington. A former team employee was found guilty of giving him drugs, and he choked on his own vomit and whatnot. The Skaggs family has been involved in litigation against the Angels for a number of years, seeking $118 million in potential lost earnings plus added damages. Well, apparently today, the two sides have finally come to a settlement, and they were in discussion earlier, and then the judge announced, as the jury began its third day of deliberations, I should say, that the settlement was finally agreed to. So we will see what those final numbers are. Meanwhile, the Baltimore Orioles making a pretty big trade. They've acquired right-handed pitcher Shane Bass from the Tampa Bay Rays for a package of 4 prospects and a draft pick between 2 AL East teams. Baz, 26 years old, coming off his best season in the major leagues, pitched almost 167 innings, struck out 176, did have a pretty high ERA at 4.87, but certainly a young, controllable free agent. Meanwhile, the Pirates making a move. They also dealt with the Tampa Bay Rays, landing Brandon Lau in a 3-team trade that also includes and involves the Houston Astros and a number of different prospects. And that's what's trending.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Our dual Super Sunday six-packs. That's right. We don't do it every day ending in Y, like some do. Nope. All in one segment, baby. Fridays, 3:30 and change. Running a little bit behind, so we will crank up the pace. Top six teams in the NFL, ranked 1 through 6, coming up in mere moments. But first, our six game picks. Last week, 4-2. We lost on the horrible, stank-ass Giants. Picked them over the Commanders. Well, that didn't go well. And we lost the Patriots, choking up one and a big lead over the Buffalo Bills in Foxborough. Other than that, we beat the we won with the Bears over the Browns, Texans over the Cardinals, two big spreads there. Jaguars over the Jets, another huge spread there. And New Orleans plus the 2.5 against Carolina. This week, we start tomorrow evening. We'll save the Commanders-Eagles game for last. Chicago-Green Bay, a rematch of a game 2 weeks ago at Lambeau Field that Chicago had a chance to win. Caleb Williams and little Benny Johnson did not execute well down the stretch. Tomorrow night, Soldier Field. It'll be crisp. The Gary, Indiana, perhaps, Bears hosting Green Bay. Green Bay all sorts of banged up. Remember, no Micah Parsons. Give me Chicago minus the 1.5 over the Packers. I think Chicago able to run the football, muck things up, make a couple of throws from Caleb Williams down the stretch without the pass rush, and away you go. Chicago, minus 1.5 at home against Green Bay tomorrow night after the Commanders and Eagles. On Sunday Night Football, the New England Patriots gagged up a huge lead against the Buffalo Bills. The good news for them, New England, the Baltimore Ravens this year are not the Bills. Not the Bills are great, but Josh Allen's great. Lamar Jackson has kind of been inconsistent all over the place. They don't always run the ball well. Their offensive line, meh. Their defense, meh. Although it's gotten better. New England, probably a little salty from what happened last week. They're great on special teams. Good on offense and defense. Big spot for Drake May. I like his moxie. I like his ability to run and make some plays and extend some plays with his legs. I can see that. New England is 3-point dogs to Baltimore, who's 7-7. Either Vegas is missing something here, which happens quite a bit, or I'm missing something. Give me the Patriots plus the 3 Sunday Night Football at Baltimore. Game number 3. Brian Flores and the Minnesota Vikings defense. J.J. McCarthy, suddenly reborn, gotten a healthy dose of success against the Commanders and the Cowboys. Third straight NFC East game. Hey, somebody else is playing an NFC East tournament. The Minnesota Vikings are. They're 2-0. They'll be 3-0 come Sunday afternoon at MetLife Stadium against AMAX Horrible. Sorry, ask New York Giants. That defense will confuse the living daylights out of the Giants and Jackson Dart, and Jackson Dart will probably wound up squashed like a grape on the sideline. Give me the Vikings, minus 2.5 at the G-Man. New Orleans, game 4. Home favorites by 6.5. That must mean they're playing a sorry sap of crap. Yep, they are, the Jets. That kid's going to start again. I forgot his name. He was so blah. Jets fired their defensive coordinator. They traded away half their defense. Sure. Trade away Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams. Expect the defensive coordinator to cook the dinner and the groceries. They fired him, Steve Wilks. Maybe they'll play a little bit better. Not good enough. New Orleans starting to feel it a little bit. Tyler Shuck, pass rush, Chase Young. Watch him with a blindside sack. Give me the Saints. Minus 6.5 at home against the New York Jets. Sorry to my fraternity brother, Bruce. Jets suck. Game number 5. What world are we living in? The Tennessee Titans, +3 at home against the Kansas City Chiefs. Not a lot of analysis here, boys and girls. The Chiefs are not playing for anything. No Patrick Mahomes. Kelce probably playing out the string. Offensive line all sorts of beat up. Even the defense has not been able to completely rescue them. Sure, they'll make life miserable for Cam Ward. I got it. Tennessee has just enough. 3-point home dogs in Nashville. I think Jeffrey Simmons will dominate that interior of the Chiefs' offensive line and make a play or two. Give me the Tennessee Titans +3 at home over Kansas City. And our final game of our Sunday six-pack. Anthony Haney. What a lunatic. Our final game tomorrow afternoon, 5 o'clock, Northwest Stadium. I'll be there. Will you be there? Let's all try and be there. The last meaningful game, perhaps, of the year. The Eagles looking for their back-to-back NFC East crown. Hadn't happened in 20 years. 7-point road favorites. Look, Marcus Mariota's fine. The run game, yes, fine. We'll see about Rodriguez. No Noah Brown, no Zach Ertz, no Jaden Daniels, no Laremy Tunsil. Eagles looking and playing for something. They want to get the division wrapped up. Give me the Eagles -7, and there will be a lot of silver and green tomorrow afternoon. The Birds coming into town. I think Saquon Barkley is somebody you should roll like maybe a 2-touchdown prop bet on. If you can get one on Quinyon Mitchell and or Cooper DeJean for an interception, I'd definitely do that. Or Zach Bond. Zach Bond's a maniac. Not just a tackle and cover or stand-up middle linebacker. No. He can cover. And you know the Commanders telegraphed the short passing game. You can see Zach Bond jumping one of those on maybe a stretch screen to Deebo Samuel or something like that. Give me the Philadelphia Eagles -7 over the Washington Commanders. So, Chicago -1.5 over Green Bay. New England +3 at Baltimore on Sunday night. Minnesota -2.5 over the Jets. New Orleans -6.5 over the Jets at home. Minnesota 2.5 over the Giants on the road, I should say. -2.5. Tennessee +3 at home against Kansas City. No Patrick Mahomes. And Philadelphia wins the NFC East -7 at Northwest Stadium over the Commanders. And all of their situations as the NFC East tournament make-believe style plays out. Our top six teams in the National Football League in this week 16 of action. The Rams were the number one team going in last weekend. They beat the Lions. And then they dropped a heartbreaker, a one-point game that they should have easily won to Seattle. So, we have a new number one team. Duh! Go figure. It's the Seahawks, who are the number two team going into last weekend. So, they take over number one. New England lost as well. They were number three. So, Houston, by virtue of their big win over who did they play? Arizona goes up to number two. So the the Seahawks, Houston, then Denver at number three. We will keep the Rams at number four. New England drops to number five. Number six. We've got to give them their props. How they've done it, I have no idea. Kyle Shanahan's just great. And that coaching staff and that team is just resilient as you know what, the San Francisco 49ers. So, our top six teams in the NFL, Seattle, Houston, Denver, number three, the Rams at number four, New England at number five, and San Francisco over Green Bay, after the loss and minus Micah Parsons, number six. So there you have it, baby.
our dual Super Sunday six-pack all in one segment. 12 minutes until the top and until we turn things over to the DOC. And Burgundy and Gold today, we have one more item of business to do. Dumb of the day next. Oh, we're wrapping things up here on a feel-good football Friday. We bounced all around. We somehow managed to avoid talking a lot of Commanders. That's because games are meaningless. That's what you get. But they host the Philadelphia Eagles tomorrow afternoon, as we just mentioned. Coming up, the DOC, Burgundy and Gold today. But we leave you with this hot mic style. Now, we can't play the audio because it's a little questionable, but I can certainly talk around it. The Philadelphia Flyers hockey team, in case you're not aware, have suspended play-by-play radio broadcaster on 97.5 The Fanatic and the Flyers radio network, Tim Saunders, longtime voice, for 2 games for a beyond inappropriate comment that he thought was not on a hot mic. So the game against the Sabres on Thursday night went to a break, or so they thought. But for whatever reason, the live feed from the booth was kept on the air. So they went to the commercial break. He thought he was in commercial. He signed off as if they were in commercial. There was some brief silence. Tim Saunders, 60 years old, began humming a tune. In the background, you hear the public address announcer or whatever. I don't know if she's a public address announcer or, you know, just teams have a female that interacts with fans, what have you, doing things during breaks, right, to keep the fans involved. So you hear her voice in the background, and, well, then you hear Tim Saunders, again, 60-year-old man, longtime play-by-play voice. While you're down there, would you mind doing something to me? I can't say it on the air, but it starts with a B. Would you mind, B-word, me? To which some awkward silence happened, and then his partner said, Tim, I think we're still on the air. And he goes, no, we're not. He goes, laughing awkwardly, are we? Do you have us? Talk to me. And they were on the air. Somehow, some way, the team has announced, along with the radio station, a 2-game suspension for the longtime play-by-play voice, again, Tim Saunders, saying, we are aware of the inappropriate comment made during last night's radio broadcast and the TV timeout of the Flyers-Sabres game. They did not reflect the standard of conduct of values we expect from anyone associated with our organization. We take this matter very seriously and sincerely apologize to our listeners, fans, and all of those who commented. Saunders, again, 60. He's been the play-by-play voice of the Flyers since 1997. Not his first radio. He has not publicly addressed the situation. But man alive, not good. Somebody on my Twitter timeline, when I posted the audio, which you can actually hear, at WrestleMania 61, accused the Flyers of being communist. I don't know if I would say that, but hey, you're entitled. And that is Dumb Dumb of the Day. I know I've made that mistake talking into a hot mic, even during a commercial break, right? But I've been a very good boy about saying crazy stuff, because you never, ever know. Here's what I know. The DOC is coming up next. B&G today. Burgundy and Gold today. He'll take you home on this Friday afternoon. Great job out of AMAC, as always. Thanks to Cowboy B for whatever he contributed. Not much. Thanks to Jody McDonald. Thanks to you on the phone. We made it through the week without taking a lot of phone calls. I don't know if that's good or bad. It's probably good for my sanity. On the Team 980, have a great weekend. See you tomorrow at Northwest Stadium if you're out and about. Happy birthday, E.T. Love you. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you back here on Monday.
Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale.
create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.